You are listening to Unsettled.
Now you're talking sense.
Got this pine cone in my brain. Got my eyes open, I'm sane. It's that wake up, that breaking free from them chains. It's that welcome to a new age. This right here for like a new wave. Third eye open wide, no more ride. I
In New Mexico, adobes have been used to build everything from hornos or outdoor ovens to mission churches and even a mosque. In this episode of Unsettled, we not only trace these forms, but also spend time digging into the history of adobe, from its origins here in the Americas to the ways in which new architectural techniques that have roots in North Africa were brought to the Southwest with colonization and in later waves. We also talk about how adobe and Pueblo style and Pueblo revival architecture, which we'll get into later, have become a signature of the Southwest. Here, adobe is packaged, commodified, and sold as part of a larger romantic vision. Now, we can't think about adobe without also thinking about gentrification. Christine, who grew up in the Bay Area, is an interdisciplinary artist who identifies with her Obispeño Chumash ancestry and as Hispanic. When we met, she was a resident at Santa Fe Art Institute's Water Rights Residency and attempting to reconnect with her New Mexico lineage. Her mom had left El Llanito at age 16, and when Christine decided to return to her mother's homeland and eventually get her mom to return too, she had to geomap the journey back because the area surrounding El Llanito had changed so much.
To use technology to place her digitally into El Llanito was really interesting, and we would locate through geomapping where she grew up. And it was, I feel like it was a really interesting tool to get her thinking about the possibility of going back physically. And it really helped kind of ignite certain memories that she had never told me.
It's that wake up, that breaking free from them chains. It's that welcome to a new age. This right here for like a new wave. Third eye open wide.